On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Lucy Hickmott.
It's very busy heading to the showground near Maidstone this lunchtime as the Kent County Show's underway. This is the 90th one and it'll run over the next 3 days, showing off the very best of the county. Traffic is slow on the A249, where one lane's been coned off for show traffic. Lucy Hegarty is the show manager.
We do try and keep traffic moving as much as possible, but as you can imagine, we do only really have two entrances into the showground. So we do keep traffic moving, but it's sometimes we just need a bit of patience to help us along the way, but we will get you into the show just as soon as possible.
Stay with KMFM for travel updates.
KMFM News.
An investigation's been launched at a Kent hospital after a medical procedure was carried out on the wrong baby. Two infants were taken to Tunbridge Wells Hospital for sepsis screening in February, but test results revealed only one of them needed to have a spinal tap. It was then performed on the wrong baby, but bosses say it hasn't had any negative effects on either child. Hundreds of parents are marching in London against schools closing early on Fridays. They claim head teachers are being forced to shut classrooms at lunchtime because of government funding cuts. Labour MP Jess Phillips is joining the march and leaving her own 10-year-old son on the steps of Downing Street as part of the protest.
This is a heavily armed area, so I think he'll probably be all right. But yeah, I'm going to sit him on the front of the Downing Street steps and he's going to sit and do some homework there, because it is their responsibility to be looking after and educating our children for 5 days a week.
Well, the Department for Education say head teachers have the ability to structure their school week as they wish. It's claimed children as young as 7 are being exploited as drug mules across the UK. The Children's Society found the number of under 18s getting sucked into so-called county lines gangs is growing, but it found many police forces and councils aren't recording data about it, meaning the problem could be worse than thought. Meantime, it's feared county line gangs could be partly to blame for attacks on police in Kent. Earlier this week, we told you 11 officers had been hurt in just 3 days, including one who needed hospital treatment for a head injury. Deputy Chief Constable Tony Blaker says extra funding's been made available so they have extra kits to protect themselves.
We expect that we'll have about 1,500 taser-trained officers on patrol when we've rolled that out, and we believe that it should be available if officers need one to do their job.
In recent months, raids have also been taking place on properties in the county thought to be linked to county lines drug dealing.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Former racing pundit and celebrity Big Brother star John McRurick has died at the age of 79. He was on the reality show in 2005 and 2010, but was dropped as a TV presenter by Channel 4 in 2013 for his controversial views. Jaguar Land Rover says it's committed to keeping the UK as its company's home, as it reveals plans to build a new electric car model in the Midlands. Business Secretary and Kent MP Greg Clark is describing it as a vote of confidence in the UK automotive industry, but the firm signalling that future investment in its home market isn't guaranteed, as it needs to see the right Brexit deal. It's been confirmed Groombridge Place near Tunbridge Wells will remain open for visitors despite the death of its owner. Justin Boddle, who bought the estate in 2001, died at his home in France early this week, aged 58. His family say they'll continue to run it as a tourist attraction because that's what he would have wanted. And final preparations are taking place in Dover this lunchtime for today's royal visit. The Duchess of Cornwall will be at the port later to officially name Saga's new cruise ship, the Spirit of Discovery. The quayside's been transformed into a garden party for Camilla, and guests will be drinking specially made sparkling wine from Hush Heath Estate, which is based in Kent. Richard Balfour Lynn is co-founder of the company.
I think it's really marvellous that we're showcasing great British events with great English wines. I think that's really important. And we should be really proud of what we're doing in England now with our new wines.
One of their bottles will also be smashed against the ship for the ceremony.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Tennis, and Andy Murray and Serena Williams will get their mixed doubles campaign underway at Wimbledon later. They're teaming up for the first time this evening. Elsewhere, teenage sensation Corey Goff, who knocked out Serena's sister Venus Williams, is in action on centre court, while defending men's champion Novak Djokovic is also playing. And in football, England's women's international Karen Carney is going to retire after this weekend's World Cup third place playoff. The 31-year-old's had more than 140 England caps and played for Britain at the 2012 Olympics. The Lionesses face Sweden tomorrow ahead of the final between the Netherlands and US on Sunday. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.